As promised, we're joined right now by a cornerback with the Green Bay Packers coming off a game where he had 5 tackles in that win over Detroit. On the season, 37 tackles, 3 passes defended in 8 games. He was the 33rd pick overall in 2017 out of Washington. Green Bay, 10-3, and they've already wrapped up the NFC North. They're at home on Saturday against Carolina. Kevin King is my guest. Kevin, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good, good. All right, so I mentioned you coming off that win over Detroit in their place, and that win means that you've wrapped up the NFC North. I know you've got bigger goals in front of you, but what's it mean to have checked that off the list already?
Yeah, it was definitely good for us, you know, definitely big, you know, just to clinch that. You know, we talk about the North always. You know, that's our number one goal of every season. Well, I would say that's our first goal of every season is to win the North, you know, get into those playoffs and, you know, really just check one of those boxes. You know, now we're going for that number one seed, you know, and then the Lombardi.
So, Kevin, obviously every single year that number one seed is critical, but how much more important is it this year in particular?
Yeah, this year only one team gets that first round bye. You know, that's huge. You know, last year the top 2 teams got that first round bye, and we had that, and that was huge. But having those teams have to play through Green Bay, you know, that's another thing down here, you know, in the frozen tundra. That's you know, not too many teams want to play here, you know, especially in January. So,
Kevin, there's something to that now. I mean, I've told the story before, but I'll never forget the first time that I was in Green Bay in 1996. Now, I understand I'm a California native, so I'm just not built for it. But, man, I will never forget how cold it was. And I'm not flying around hitting people or getting hit. I was just in the stands trying to survive it. Like, how are guys that playing in Green Bay, I mean, everybody has to play in it, but do you acclimate to it, and do you have an advantage living there and working there as compared to somebody who's got to come in and play there?
I definitely say, you know, it's an advantage. Now, do we get acclimated? Do you really get too familiar with it? Not really. You know, I'm a Cali guy myself. You know, so you never really get too used to it. But, you know, just playing in it, practicing in it, you know, you definitely get used to it, you know, more than, you know, the teams coming from the domes or, you know, some of those southern teams that are just real hot and humid. So it's definitely a difference.
Kevin King joining us. You're an Oakland guy, so I know you understand this. Like, how have you done that? As another example, I was at the AFC Championship game last year in Kansas City. Dude, I'm still not right. And I only was outside for like an hour working for CBS, and I'm still not right. How have you gone about acclimating to the elements?
Yeah. The crazy thing is, I would actually say it's probably colder, you know, watching the game. But you have to get your hands and your feet. You know, those are the first things that, or those are the things that really, really get the coldest. You know, so you got to make sure you double up on the hand warmers and, you know, kind of get your toes. So you really can't really feel too much. You know, once those things get frozen, you can't really feel too much. So you want to keep those things warm.
That's good advice. That's so true too, because I did not take care of my feet, man. I did not go with the boots. I just kind of rolled in there like, yo, man, I got some really nice looking shoes. You think I'm not going to wear those nice shoes? Man, that was so stupid. That was like the worst thing I did. So you're right.
Yeah,
I'm glad.
Everybody comes in there, you know, with like 3 jackets on and all these long johns and stuff. And, you know, they just throw, you know, one little pair of gloves on and some, you know, and some boots. And they think that, you know, that's going to cut it out there freezing by the second quarter.
Man, I wish I would have had that conversation with you prior to that. Now I know, though. Kevin King is joining us. All right, so what about the team this year? Do you feel like, and again, there's so much in front of you and so much work to be done. How does this team feel compared to last year's team? Does it feel like potentially it's even better than the team that went to the NFC title game?
You know, every year is different. You know, you really don't try to compare, you know, year to year too much. You know, we were one game away last year, you know, so we had a lot of guys from that same team. You know, we're clicking on different levels. So, you know, we definitely think, you know, the sky's the limit. You know, we definitely want to push past where we were last year, you know, and come that time this year, you know, we want to be down in Tampa, holding the Lombardi. So that's always a goal. I think we could have done it last year, but definitely, you know, that's always a goal.
Kevin King, my guest. Now, Matt LaFleur, your coach, called you, quote, a premier corner earlier this season. And that's not a surprise for anybody who has watched you play. As you look at yourself, how different are you now as a player than when you first came into the league? How much has your game grown and changed during that time?
Yeah, really just the knowledge, you know, the knowledge of the game, you know, understanding offenses more. You know, this is, I had a few seasons with this D coordinator, you know, Coach Pett. I know his defense more, kind of just the ins and outs of it. And really, you know, once you can really start playing like the upper levels of football, you know, kind of understanding what offenses are trying to do to you. And, you know, with that being said, you know, what we're trying to get accomplished as far as the defense and the specific defenses that we're playing. So, just knowing the ins and outs of the defense, you know, as well as what the offense is trying to do, that slows my game down. And it just lets me go out there and play fast.
So, Kevin, let me ask you about the guy on the other side, Jair. He came on the show, Jair Alexander, I should say, earlier this season. We talked about his growth as well. Man, he is nice. He is such a good player. What do you like about his game?
Yeah, Ja, you know, that's my boy, Ja Money. You know, he brings the juice out there. You know, you know what you're going to get from Ja, you know, every play, every game. You know, he's a guy who, you know, does film study. He don't go out there, and, you know, it doesn't matter, you know. Every play, you know, he's going to give it his best. And, you know, he's a guy that, you know, he's a year younger than me, but, you know, I've learned a lot from him. You know, that's my brother out there on the field. You know, I love playing with him, just, you know, just being around him, kind of bring that energy to each other.
You think at this point, are you guys possibly the best combo in the league doing what you're doing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think so, for sure.
Kevin King joining us. I think you might be, too. Aaron Rodgers is playing at a really elite level now, Kevin. He's getting a lot of run as an MVP candidate. How does he look to you personally, and would he have your MVP vote?
He gets my MVP vote every year. And if it's not him, then it's Devontae Adams. You know, if it's not him, then it's Aaron Jones and Dave Bakhtiari. You know, those guys up there, those, you know, they get it done. You know, every game, and just watch those guys practice and how they, you know, how they attack, you know, just going about their craft. You know, A-Rod, you kind of say, you know, he's playing at MVP level now, but I've never seen him not, you know, me personally. So having a chance to go against him every day, and, you know, and Devontae, the number one receiver in the league, you know, that's everything you want in practice right there. So he gets my vote for sure.
Kevin, you mentioned Devontae. That's not the first time I've heard you say that. In fact, you've been telling people that for a very long time, that Devontae is the best receiver that you have ever faced. What is it about Devontae that makes him so good?
He has an elite mind, you know, that's matched with elite talent, just physically. You know, a lot of guys might have one or the other. You know, they might, you know, be able to do incredible things physically, you know, but the mental aspect of it is not quite as sharp, you know, or vice versa. But Devontae, he's a guy that, you know, he doesn't have to have a plan. He's at the line, you know, he's so good, you know, kind of reading the DB, and he's physically able to get that stuff done, you know, in a way that it's hard to mimic. You know, he has a game that even if he sits down and explains to you what he does, you know, that doesn't mean that you can do it. You know, he has all those intangibles. So it's, kind of the full package with it.
I think it's really interesting what you just said. Like, some guys have one but not the other. For instance, can you be an elite player in that league without elite athletic ability? Like, if your mindset is so good and you're so well-prepared and you're so sharp, can you be elite just having, you know, like, I don't know, average athletic ability compared to everybody else?
Yes.
How does that work?
I'm not too sure if it's the other way around. You know, you can make elite plays. You know, you can show elite flashes. You know, but, you know, the mind, just in everything that we do, you know, in sports, outside of sports, and everything, you know, your mind is so strong and so powerful, and, you know, it really just generates everything. You know, everything comes from the mind, so. You know, just being able to know what's going on out there, you know what, like I said before, knowing what offenses are trying to do from Devontae's standpoint, knowing what defenses are trying to do, you know, that kind of stuff, it really puts you ahead of the game.
It's my favorite topic of all time. Like, for instance, if you treat body as temple and your body is your moneymaker, but your most important muscle is actually your mind, what do you do personally to develop your mind? Does it go deeper than just getting into the playbook?
Yeah, you know, just I think you know, just watching more film, you know, just kind of, well, but at the same time, you know, everybody's different, You know, what works for one guy mentally is not going to work for the, you know, for the next guy. You know, just because something works for me doesn't mean it's going to work for somebody else. So, you know, you kind of got to get your own individual plan. You know, you got to know yourself. You know, we're it's only one person that's, you know, that's with your mind all the time, and that's you. You know, so we got to explore that and kind of see what works for you, you know, and then build on that.
I think that's so interesting, too, what you just said. It won't work. There's like that. There's not that one thing that works for everybody. And you got to live with you, man. You got to spend time with you. It's so important.
Absolutely.
Kevin King, Green Bay Packers cornerback. You got Carolina at Green Bay on Saturday. Kevin, it's so good to have you on. I still remember you and I talking about getting lost in the sauce. That's still one of my favorite phrases. That's key, too. Well, next time we'll hit that again. But listen, great to have you back. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Kevin. Great job. Really interesting.